10 now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Hello, everybody. My name is Greg Mangarelli, mayor of the city of Prescott, and your host today. We will be talking about the holidays today in Arizona's Christmas City. My guests today are Kendall Jaspers with Prescott Downtown Partnership, Scott Curry and Robert Coombs with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with our show after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. And it's great to have you back at Olson's. What's that you say? You love pets and can't wait for them to get into a picture with you? I think we can take care of that. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Every year for the past 32 years, we have brought Santa and pets together for Christmas pictures, no matter whether they've been naughty or nice. Pictures with Santa are a tradition here at Olson's, and this year we've got Two Shots Photography taking the pictures. You just pick one of several backgrounds, and they'll work hard to get just the right pose, and you can be included if you want. $5 from every package will be donated to local animal charities. Santa will be sliding down the chimney and waiting for you at the following Olson's: Prescott on Saturday, December 1st, Chino Saturday, December 8th, and Dewey on Saturday, December 15th, and no appointments are necessary. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho.
So what do you have planned for the second Saturday of every month? That's right, the second Saturday of every month. Well, get out your calendar and mark down smoked St. Louis ribs at Prescott Brewing Company. Served all day, all night, a nice stack of ribs, surrounded by house-made cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Roxanne here. Did I say second Saturday of every month? Smoked barbecue St. Louis ribs for only $16.99. Right here at Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to KQ&A, and we have a great holiday-filled show for you today. We have Scott Curry and Robert Coombs with Prescott Chamber. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks so much for being with us today, guys. Hey, before we get into all the holidays and all that, Scott and Robert, why don't you just quickly, each of you, give us a quick rundown of kind of your role, responsibilities at Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Well, this is Scott.
We'll start with Scott.
Yeah. I'm the events manager for the Prescott Chamber. Been there for about 14 years. I and my wife, Jill, if that's proper English.
Yes.
Put on the arts and crafts shows for the Chamber on the Square. We put on a bluegrass festival. We help with the Christmas parade and the courthouse lighting. And then we rest.
That's a lot. Yeah, a lot of good events. Thanks, Scott.
And then some. He actually does more than that. I think we all do.
Well, those are the major.
He's being humble. He's being humble. How about you, Robert?
Well, my name's Robert Coombs. I run the Visitor Information Center, which is downtown on Goodwin Street, for the Chamber of Commerce. I love my job so much, I don't know how long I've been there. I've been there about 10 years, I think. And we handle many, many, many visitors coming from all over the world and all over the state, and we do a lot of things at the Visitor Center.
Yeah, I can't wait to get more into that, Robert, later in the show. Well, thank you both for your work at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. Let's talk a little bit about the upcoming Holiday Light Parade. And actually, before we do that, there's something kind of cool going on downtown with Small Business Saturday, this Saturday, right? When you guys want to jump into that?
Sure. This is Robert again. Sure, I'll dive right into that one. It's Small Business Saturday, this Saturday, which is Saturday the 24th. And if you were lucky enough to get the paper today, you would have saw a whole section of it from the Daily Courier that put in coupons. And we also have coupons available from a lot of our members and non-members who have put special deals together that you can pick up at the Visitor Information Center Chamber of Commerce on Saturday from 10 to 2 p.m.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to my wife this morning, Robert, and told her that we're going to go down Saturday morning, and I'd like to buy some of those gift certificates. Those are good for several of the businesses around the plaza and kind of the downtown area, I assume, or all over the
place. Oh, yeah, the gift certificate program is another program, but it kind of goes in conjunction with the Small Business Saturday. It's a program we just started with at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And you can get $15, $25, $50 increments and gift certificates, and folks, members from the chamber sign up for that, and you can redeem them at that business. And it's a win-win for them. It comes in a really pretty little envelope and a little basket with some tissue paper in it, and we pay them back 97.5% of that gift certificate.
No, I think that's a great program. So there's a couple things there. I think that's a great gift, Robert, and that's what I'm going to do is buy several of those to give away here over the holidays to friends of mine. And then, you know, that's a great way to support our local businesses.
Right.
And then we'd love to encourage folks, whether it's Black Friday or Saturday, please get out to our local merchants. We want to support our local merchants to make sure that they do very well this holiday season. So thanks for that information. Saturday evening, Scott, there's something going on with a parade. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on with the light parade?
Yes, it is the annual light parade in Prescott, and it's one of those events that if you've never been, you really should go once, and once you've gone once, you'll keep coming back because it is a exciting night in Prescott to see all the floats with the lights on, and they travel around the square and a little longer, and they end up at the Mile High Middle School for a nice event, a bonfire event that you can keep warm and have fun at the same time.
Yeah, it's a cool event. I don't know how many years it's been going on. Quite a few years. But it's kind of a traditional thing, especially for the locals to go down and start off with the light parade.
Yeah, it really kind of kicks things off. And looks like we have some great weather coming up. You know, I've been to that light parade a few times, and it was a little chilly. So we have some great weather, so hope to see some big crowds for the light parade.
I kind of like the chilly. It kind of gets me in the holiday mood.
It starts at 6 p.m., and you can stay till you want to go home.
Well, I think that that should be a great way for folks after shopping all day downtown. Yes. They can end up at the light parade.
Yep. Excellent. So pick up your coupons at the chamber and get out there to the brick-and-mortar downtown shops and beyond, and then hit the parade.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Well, we do want to encourage everybody to shop local. And then there's some mugs. The Prescott Downtown Partnership, I believe, works. Is it with the chamber or is it just the Downtown Partnership?
They work with anyone, actually, that will purchase the mugs from them. And it supports the courthouse lighting every year.
Okay.
So you'll see them in all different shops, including the Chamber of Commerce. We have them for sale, and all the monies go directly towards the courthouse lighting, which, of course, will be next year's lighting. It's only $12 a mug.
Okay. So, and you have those at the Prescott Chamber, Robert?
We have at the Chamber. Okay. They're in local businesses also downtown that purchase them. And while you're there, we have a new postcard that's from the city of Prescott, from the tourism department with the city. We have a great partnership with them. And they're only a dollar apiece. And it's a beautiful picture, two different types of the Courthouse Plaza and the courthouse all lit up. So
great.
Come on by for those. Come by on Saturday. Make it fun.
Great. Well, thanks for that information. You mentioned the bonfire. There's something else with reindeer races. I don't really know what that's about. Do you guys?
I heard about the reindeer races. I've seen it in the press releases. It's like, I don't know. I'm not sure if you actually get on those dang things.
I'm very curious now. I'm going to have to make sure.
Maybe someone from PDP or maybe someone from the city will have to do that part of it.
I can't wait. That's a surprise. Yeah. Everyone will want to show up to see what this reindeer race is all about.
That's after the hot chocolate.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, let's move on. There's lots of great things going on in the city here this time of year. We are Arizona's Christmas city and love to celebrate in big ways around this time of year. Really, the next weekend, Scott, has to do with the courthouse lighting and the big Christmas parade, right?
December 1st, courthouse lighting, and the courthouse lighting is at night, and the Christmas parade starts at 1 p.m. that afternoon. And we have over 90 entries for the Christmas parade. Mm-hmm. We have five bands. One band has 80 members in it.
Wow. That's going to be super.
That'll take up a whole block, probably.
That's amazing. Is that a high school band, Scott?
Yes, it is. It comes from, I believe, down in Tucson.
Great.
Yes. They come up every year, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. They're kind of a regular band, okay. Yeah. Which is great.
And there's nothing like a parade that has bands.
Right.
So
I agree.
We're really looking forward to that. We will have Santa and Mrs. Claus this year riding at the end of the parade. And then after the parade, Santa and Mrs. Claus are going over to the courthouse. And we're setting up a tent for them, and you can have your picture taken with Santa and Mrs. Claus from about 3 to 5 p.m. in the afternoon.
And that's all free, and that's sponsored by Findlay Auto right here in town. So
right,
that's
Findlay
cool.
is picking up the tab to have Santa there. And and then at 5 o'clock starts some really special music, and I'm not going to tell you who it is, but a national singing group is coming to Prescott.
Really?
And they're going to sing a couple songs prior to the courthouse lighting. They've been on TV. You will be amazed at the quality of music that they're going to put out. It's an a cappella group.
I'm excited already. Oh, I don't even know who it is.
Yeah, that's awesome. Cool. Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Can I put in a plug for KQ&A, which is doing a live broadcast for the parade?
Okay.
They're going to have Gregory Scott and Lindsay Draper starting at 1 o'clock to do that live broadcast, and that's KQ&A right where we're at.
So. Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
It's going to be kind of cool, too.
So recapping, the parade starts at 1 o'clock, Scott. You said about 90 entries.
Yes.
They're going to be there, and Santa is going to be in the parade. You guys must book him way out.
We're
Arizona's years. Christmas city.
Yeah, like 3 years. We do have a special in with him. So he does. And it's Mrs. Claus that loves Prescott.
Got it.
And so she makes sure that Santa comes down.
All right. And photos start at 3 o'clock. Where was that at?
On the timeline.
Right on the plaza.
Yeah, you'll see a nice red tent there, and we'll have some candy for Santa to give out, and we'll have about four food vendors on Gurley Street so that you don't...
Until 5 o'clock.
Oh, yes, until 5 o'clock. So once you get to the parade, just plan on staying because there's going to be lots to do, lots to see, and you don't want to miss that hour before the courthouse lighting program begins of some fantastic music.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think that's good advice, Scott, for folks who maybe are newer to town, is get down there early, get a good spot for the parade at 1 o'clock, and just plan on spending your whole afternoon, evening down there. You know, after the parade, there'll be stuff going on with Santa and the food vendors, and then you want to get a good spot for the courthouse lighting. So we just recommend that everybody hang out. You know, if you get a good parking spot, you just want to stay there the whole day.
Yeah, if you get a good parking spot. And if you don't, carpooling is the number one thing. But then, you know, I didn't know Prescott had Uber in it. But we have Uber, and you can take taxis, and just work your way down. Have the really fun day and really fun evening, December 1st, Saturday.
Yeah, we look forward to having a really big crowd down there. We always do. And again, hopeful that we have some great weather for everybody on that weekend. So lots to do on Saturday, December 1st, between the parade and the courthouse lighting. Well, we're going to take a little break, guys. And when we come back, we're going to keep going through the calendar here and talking about all the great things happening in Arizona's Christmas City, as well as get into some of what Robert does with the visitor center there at Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to KQ&A. We'll be right back.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Mountain Springs Buffet is featuring oven-roasted turkey, ham, and all of your favorite fixings. All you can eat, just $22.95, and kids 3 to 10 are half price. Storytellers will be serving a decadent slow-roasted prime rib, wild Scottish salmon, and of course, a succulent turkey dinner prepared by Chef Audrey DeLuca. Relax with your family at Cliff Castle Casino and let us do the cooking this year. Happy Thanksgiving from Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mangarelli, and you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. We've got Robert and Scott with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce here with us today. We're talking all things Christmas City and the holidays and lots to talk about here, guys. We've kind of covered the holiday light parade, which is this coming Saturday. We've talked about the parade and courthouse lighting on December 1st. And I think there's a couple more things around the parade with a gala and the grand marshal and the theme. You guys want to jump on that?
Sure. We actually start out the festivities, the Chamber of Commerce does, with the Arizona Christmas City events. And the first one is the grand marshal gala or gala. I'm not sure how people say that. I say gala.
I think it's gala.
Is it gala? It's a lot of fun. It's our second annual, and the reason we do that is to raise monies for the actual courthouse lighting event. And this year will be Thursday, November 29th, and it's from 6 to 9 p.m., and it's right downtown at the Plaza View Ballroom.
That's a beautiful ballroom, by the way,
gorgeous.
Robert.
It's gorgeous. It's got the best view, I think, of the plaza.
Particularly this time of year.
Yes, it does.
And who is the Grand Marshal?
The Grand Marshal that we're honoring is Melissa Ruffner, and everybody knows the Ruffner name. The Ruffners are longtime Prescottonians from way, way, way back, so yeah. She's excited to be part of it.
And the tickets are how much?
I don't have the ticket, so I do have it. Yeah. $35 per person. Yeah. You do need reservations. You can call the Chamber of Commerce at 445-2000 or get on our website at prescott.org. Or just ask for Laura if you want to just call in, and she'll reserve those tickets for you.
Yeah, that's great. What's the theme of the parade?
The theme of the Christmas parade this year is a hometown Christmas. Okay. So that should be fun. It's fun to watch people actually do their floats and their parade themes to that. So,
is there something else going on at Charlotte Hall Museum? Mm-hmm. Is it at that same day, Robert?
Yeah, Charlotte Hall Museum has an event that's on, it is on the same day as the courthouse parade and the lighting.
It starts right
and
after
starts
the lighting.
Right after, doesn't it? 6 o'clock, yeah. The same yeah. time. And the lighting, really, the ceremony lasts about 10
minutes.
Or 15 minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me more about what's going on at Charlotte Hall Museum that night.
Charlotte Hall Museum. Let's see. Oh, I don't have that one down here.
Is that?
It's their Christmas celebration.
What is the name of the theme? What is the name of that particular event? Do you remember? I don't have that in my stuff.
It's a Christmas event at Charlotte Hall Museum, and it's amazing.
It's at Charlotte Hall, yes. Yes, it is. And it's a short walk from down. Yes, it's amazing.
Right. Right.
The Charlotte Hall Museum, you can give them a call on that at 445-3122 for that particular event. It's a free event, and it goes back in time. I'm sorry, it just skips my mind, the actual name of this event that's been going on for years. But you kind of walk around in the museum, and it goes way back to what people used to celebrate Christmas years ago.
Very, very interesting.
I'll probably think of the
people
name before
costume,
the end of this show.
Have cider and hot chocolate. It's just
nice.
A great time.
Yeah, very good. Well, let's move on. We've got a lot to cover here. The following weekend, Friday, December 7th, is when the whole town, again, comes out downtown. Tell me what's going on.
That will be the 30th annual Acker Night. I can't believe it's 30 years. I've been involved in Acker for about 14 years now, and it just every year has grown and grown. But to have 30 years... I guess a lot of people are going to bring Acker pearls. Isn't that the 30-year thing?
Gotcha.
So we'll see how much comes. But, again, we have over 145 performing groups. And if you just multiply that by four, that's almost 600 performers are going to come from 5:30 to 8:30 to volunteer their time to entertain people in over 138 stores in downtown Prescott.
My goodness, that has grown so much, Scott. I can remember 10, 15 years ago going down, and it just, you know, it was great.
Yeah.
But the numbers of people, the numbers of performing artists and groups all through those businesses, you're right, it's just amazing. I'm always amazed at how many people. We shut down a few streets down there, I believe.
Yeah. And we shut down Montezuma and Gurley Street, and we actually have performers in the street now.
Right.
To entertain the crowds.
Yeah, I heard Sugar and the Mint's going to be in the Elks, which is going to be a real treat.
Sugar and the Mint will be in the Elks this year. And Road 1 South was going to take some time off, but I think Santa called them and said there is no time off during Christmas, so they're actually going to be playing at Country Bank at Willis and Cortez on Acker Night.
Wow.
And the Acker Music Festival is a fundraiser. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a fundraiser. This year, or last year, we were able to give each school district $5,000 for their music programs, and we're able to give out 58 single scholarships to young people who are taking lessons to either sing, dance, or play an instrument.
No, it's an amazing night. It's kind of hard to describe, guys. You know, when new people are in town what Acker Night is. It's hard to really understand or comprehend until you get down there and experience it,
yeah,
and how it works. And you just go kind of business to business and mingle about through the streets and really hear tons of great music and all these businesses.
It is truly Prescott's finest night.
And it's a great hometown event too. I'll throw in because you see people that you haven't seen in a long time.
Are from Prescott.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Yeah.
And, or of the surrounding area. Yeah, we get a few people because it's so popular and it's so talked about statewide, and we don't know another place in America that quite does it the way that we do it.
Yeah, no, I think it's such an amazing event, and if you're newer to the city again, please come down and experience Acker Night. Once you do it once, as Scott said earlier, you'll never want to miss it again. I've also experienced sometimes some flash mobs down there in some different
yes.
places. So, you know, be watching.
Yes.
You might experience.
That's kind of a secret, I think.
That's a secret.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's okay. Oh, I do want to mention that we are having our opening ceremony start at 5 o'clock. That's on Gurley Street in front of the courthouse. And the choir from Prescott High School is going to entertain us. We're having another entertainer that's going to entertain us. We will be singing for, I think this is our fourth year. The whole, everybody down there will join in and we'll sing the Hallelujah Chorus. And if you can imagine 400 or 500 people singing the Hallelujah Chorus, it is amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
And then at 5:30, we'll branch off into our.
They won't be able to tell what I'm singing. So many people.
December 7th kicks off 5 o'clock there on the plaza, and that's Acker Night. Now, I know we talked about some other events. We were struggling with the Charlotte Hall Museum. That's Frontier Christmas.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I knew I thought about it long enough. It is called Frontier Christmas, and that is the event. December 1st at 6 o'clock at the Charlotte Hall Museum.
Yeah. Now, Robert, you have some other things going on. I wonder if you might just share some of those things with us here for Christmas.
We have many good, exciting things going on. We have Enchanted Christmas this year, which is an indoor tour of lights display, which is absolutely fantastic. And that will be November 23rd through December 30th. And that's from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every single day. And it's at a new location this year. It's going to be in the Depot Marketplace, suite number 101. It's a huge building, and that's right behind the coffee shop down Starbucks.
Yeah.
Starbucks
yeah.
coffee shop. So, again, November 23rd through the 30th, every day till 8 o'clock, come on down.
Robert, that Enchanted Christmas, I've been through that with my family, and it is an amazing display. That had been at the mall, if people remember, if they went
yes.
previous.
It's been at the Gateway Mall, and I believe at the Frontier Village also.
Yeah. So now it's moving.
Yes, and the gentleman who owns part owner of Matt's Saloon is actually behind that. And it's kind of everything we do in Prescott seems to be a fundraiser. You bring a can of food, you get a discount on your pricing.
Okay.
He always donates the money to local
right.
causes.
What else is going on?
Well, let's see. We have an Irish Christmas on November 23rd. That's this Friday, so that's coming up pretty quick. And that will be at the Elks Theater, and that's at 7 o'clock. More information on that, just get to their website at PrescottElksTheater.com. Or jump on the Chamber of Commerce website, too, at Prescott.org, and just click on events. Everything's there, too. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week, we have a Christmas Indian Art Market, which is a longtime tradition at the Smoky Eye Museum. Again, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can get information on that at the smokeyemuseum.org.
Then one thing you don't want to miss is Prescott Valley's Valley
the
of
Valley
Lights.
The Valley of Lights, yes.
That has grown.
That's a very longtime tradition.
It's spectacular.
It's a
to
great
be able
thing.
To drive
and that starts
there.
The 23rd, so after you're filled up with turkey,
there you
just
go.
Just head over to Prescott Valley, and that's from November 23rd through the 29th. And that's called the Valley of Lights, drive-through holiday light display. And it's at Fane Park in Prescott Valley, which is just off Highway 69, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. And you just follow the little soldier that's out on the street on the corner. He's all lit up, and he's has his arm moving, guiding you in. So
that's a free event, right, Robert? But you can do some donation at the end.
It's a free event and donate at the end. Yeah. Like
okay.
us, they do a lot of good things for the community.
I'm also thinking about the gingerbread house display up at the Prescott Resort, right? That's always fun to go see.
That actually opens this Saturday, Greg, at the Prescott Resort and Conference Center. And that's open 24/7, so you can go up there whenever you want. In the morning, you can go there late at night if you like. And that's kind of a long-time tradition for us, too, in the Prescott area.
Yeah, I think that's that kind of gives everybody a pretty good taste of all the highlights. I know the zoo has something fun going on out there as well, right?
Yes, the zoo, and they can probably use a little bit of help this year, too, with that. So they've had some issues out at the zoo this year, but they're really excited about this event. That's Wildlights and Animal Sights, and that's at Heritage Park Zoo from 6 to 8:30 every single night from November 23rd to the 29th. So they'll be excited to see you there.
Yeah, no, great. And then, you know, we probably won't get into all the great musical and theatrical events happening at Prescott Center for the Arts and Yavapai College and the Elks, but people could go to those websites, Robert, to kind of find more out about those.
Yes, you can go to, well, the Christmas Carol, which is a good one. That's at PCA Stage 2, which is one of their newer stages right on Cortez Street. And for information on that one, they're only $20 tickets, which is pretty inexpensive for the whole family. Just go to their website at pca-az.net, or again, get to our website at prescott.org, click on events, or come on down to the Visitor Center and pick up a calendar event that's printed. All these are on that.
And I do know that on December 1st, another thing that happens after the courthouse lighting is they're doing the Messiah at Yavapai College.
That's right. I don't have information on that, but I remember their number. At the Yavapai College, 776-2000 for information on that.
Yeah.
That's at Yavapai College, correct?
If you can't find anything to do
in
Prescott during
Christmas. You're not looking hard, are you? It's true. There's so much going on here.
You could be downtown pretty much any weekend from here to the end of the year, and there's something going on.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, and they can always get a hold of you guys at the Prescott Chamber if folks need help navigating all the events.
Absolutely.
What's going on?
Come on down and see us. Yep. We love seeing, especially locals.
Yeah. Your number again at the Chamber is what?
That's 445-2000. Our website is www.prescott.org.
Okay, very good. Well, that's good information for folks to have. And usually, you know, it's easy enough to find out what's going on. Even if you just go downtown, like I said, there's always great things going on. So I think we might take a little break here and come back in a little bit and talk about New Year's. That's one thing we haven't talked about.
Yep, we do have a big event.
Yep, and then we'll get into the Visitor Center as well. So you're listening to KQ&A. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon and save 50% on an item under $30 in store or online this Friday only. Whether it's finding the perfect gift or buying new holiday lights, you'll be sure to find exactly what you're looking for. So save big on Black Friday all day long with 50% off an item under $30 in store or online only at Ace.
Must present coupon to redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced item. Limit 1. Exclusions apply.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. The Prescott Valley Police Department will be among the local law enforcement agencies keeping an eye out for impaired and distracted drivers.
Enforcement starts today and runs through Saturday. Prescott Valley Police spokeswoman Rachel Montague describes the purpose of the enforcement program.
To reduce the number of car crashes and the resulting injuries and fatalities through increased high visible focus on occupant restraint, impaired driving, speeding, and pedestrian safety.
I'm Link Elliott reporting.
There will be no local buses to catch tomorrow. Yavapai Regional Transit won't operate on Thanksgiving Day. Bus service will resume on Friday. Cottonwood Area Transit will also close tomorrow. While buses will be running normal schedules Friday, the transit administrative offices will be closed for the holiday until 8 o'clock Monday morning. ADA customers who want a ride Friday or Monday are asked to call the offices no later than 5 o'clock tonight at 634-2287. Cottonwood Area Transit Services serves Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and the Verde Villages with commuter service to Sedona via Verde Links. Partly cloudy this evening, chilling to near 37 after bedtime in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, then warming to the mostly sunny low 50s tomorrow through Sunday with a 20% chance for Thanksgiving Day rain. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a partly cloudy evening, down near 40 overnight, warming to the partly sunny low 60s tomorrow through the weekend with a 30% chance for holiday rain. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Dashing through the snow to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Like a $10 CVS cash card. Yours when you spend $30 on select items like holiday decor. Going on this week. Plus, M&Ms are BOGO free. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See CVS.com/weekly ad for details.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. We're here with Robert and Scott with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. talking all things Christmas here in Arizona's Christmas City, but we're going to shift gears here a little bit, guys. Let's talk about New Year's and kind of the big event down on Whiskey Row on New Year's Eve. What's going on?
Okay, New Year's Eve, after all the fun stuff, huh? There was one big thing going on. It's a Whiskey Row boot drop, and that will be on the 31st of December, and, of course, it goes right through January 1st, 2019. I haven't said that yet this year.
2019, that is coming up.
19, coming up.
So, Robert, what I like about this event is there's actually two parts to this. There's kind of the older people that want to be out not as late as some of the other folks.
Yes,
it's okay. I'm part of that older group.
It's fun. You know, it's fun. You can go to both of them. There's one at 10 o'clock for the old folks. Well, the people like to go to bed earlier, maybe. I don't know. And then there's another one, of course, at midnight. And you got to come downtown and experience this if you haven't. It's really cool seeing that boot come down off the palace roof. It's just really kind of cool. And that's all I'm going to say about it because I want you to come down and see it. But festivities usually start about 5 o'clock downtown. They close the street off, so you don't have to worry about that. They'll have some booths, some food, and there's lots of pubs there that you can frequent and just have a good time and be safe. There's taxis down there, and, of course, there's Uber, too.
Yeah, no, that's a great way to kind of finish off the whole holiday season down there on Whiskey Row for New Year's Eve. So let's talk about the chamber. We haven't really focused on that. We have such a great partnership. The City of Prescott and the Prescott Chamber of Commerce do lots of great things together, and it's been a wonderful partnership. But Robert, tell us more about the Visitor Center, kind of where it's located, and what specifically is that about? What do you guys do there?
Oh, we do lots of stuff down there, don't I?
Yes, you do.
The Visitor Information Center is kind of the hub of, I'd say, Prescott, you know, Arizona's Christmas City, everybody's hometown. It's at 117 West Goodwin Street, right downtown, right beside the post office. My volunteers handle about 30,000 visitors per year, which is kind of a low number. We've had it higher than that. So we do many, many relocation packets for folks looking to move their businesses and families to this area. We partnership quite a bit with the City of Prescott, with the Tourism Department, helping them fill convention packets. We probably do, I would say, probably 15 pretty good-sized conventions in the Prescott area and put those packets together at the Visitor Center with the volunteers from the Chamber, which is about 40 of them.
That's right. So people may not realize, but where the Prescott Chamber of Commerce building is there, right on the plaza, on the south side of the plaza, the Visitor Center is right inside of there.
Yep.
And you said 30,000 visitors a year, which just amazes me every time I hear that, Robert. But you're also a state-designated Visitor Center. Tell us what that means.
Yes, we are. We're designated by the state of Arizona. And what that means, Greg, is that we have to adhere to all the state of Arizona rules and regulations for a local visitor information center, which is what we are. And that means that I have a state wall, which is probably about 12 to 15 feet of different areas in the state of Arizona for people to visit, and information, maps, things like that for them to come by.
No, that's great. And that 30,000, have you been seeing that increase? What's been going on with the numbers in the last few years?
It's interesting because there's a lot of relocations coming up of what we see downtown right now. People are really interested in our area because it's such an active recreation area. You know, mountain biking, and I know you like to mountain bike just like I do. Lots of trails and lakes, and there's just so much for people to do here. It's an easy place to sell for us.
And for the locals that live here, it's the greatest place to come for maps of trails, for hiking, for mountain biking.
I would say that's the biggest thing when people come in the front doors is, you know, the recreation in our area because there's so much to do.
Oh, and the Chamber has every trail map you can think of. There's a whole rack from, it's probably 5 feet tall, and it spins around, and it has specific trails, and then there's the city puts out a huge trail map. But if you come to or if you live in Prescott, I still get amazed when I have to go to an event out of Goldwater Lake. I live 10 minutes from being in some place that people have to travel miles and miles and miles, and shame on us who live here that don't take advantage of all that Prescott offers.
Yeah, that's good. So those maps are awesome. And I was thinking when you guys were talking maps and trails that we should make sure we mention the Heritage Trail.
Yes.
Tell us about the Heritage Trail.
Well, the Heritage Trail is a concept that the city of Prescott came up with. I believe it was Mike Lamar came up with that particular idea, kind of based on the Boston area. God, I can't think of the name of that trail. The Freedom Trail. And that's where I grew up, was in Boston, but that was a long time ago. So we have that available downtown. So we put together a Freedom Trail that kind of teaches older folks and younger folks about Prescott. You'll go different stops, and they'll see little emblems stuck on the building or the actual historic plaque, which was done by the city of Prescott years ago, too. So you'll follow those little emblems, and you'll learn a little bit about Prescott, or a lot about Prescott.
Yeah, I think for folks who are new to town, this is a great way to kind of get to know some of the history around the city. Or if you're familiar and maybe you have some guests from out of town, particularly here over Thanksgiving, It'd be a great activity to get out and see the Heritage Trail.
And the Prescott offers a walking tour.
The walking tour, yes. This is our off-season. We usually do it free with a donation during the summer months, but we have one that we can do anytime. Yeah.
Can call and say, I have five or more people, and we'll call someone
just give
in.
Give us a call.
And it's a tour downtown that it's amazing. I don't care how long you lived here. You're going to learn something on that.
It's great for family groups coming into town and for conventions that are in town.
Yeah, you're right about that. I know that the story behind the faces on the top of Hotel St. Michael, and I'm not going to give it away here because I want people to do that tour, but there's so many things like that, little mysteries.
Your face isn't up there yet.
Well, not yet, but, you know,
I had to throw that in.
I better stop because I've got some things on my mind I shouldn't say. But anyway, so back to visitors, Robert. Where do people come from? Like, I know that Phoenix is pretty popular, maybe the number one place folks come in from, and L.A. Basin, Southern California. But you have a lot of foreign visitors as well.
Yeah. Well, lots of our visitors come from the Phoenix area, mostly in the summer because it's so dang hot down there. We have a lot of international visitors, like you say, Greg, and right now we have a lot of folks that are coming in from Canada and the UK. They're big time travelers. We have folks from Germany. We have them from Spain, from France. It really is the gamut. And these folks that are international travelers, they travel, they're not like we are when we go on vacation. They go on vacation for a few months, and we're just one of their stops in between Sedona or the Grand Canyon, or Las Vegas, or Utah, places like that.
But they're fascinated with the Old West.
They love the Old West. They love rodeos. If we can only get a rodeo that's not just in the summertime, they would love it.
Yeah, they think of us as the Wild Wild West. I remember when we were in our sister city, Zeitz, Germany, recently, that's really kind of the aura or the thought they have about us here in Arizona, is this kind of Wild Wild West thinking. So tell me more about just kind of being a primary destination. You know, are you seeing that happen? I've been talking some about this. You know, people would go to Flagstaff, and then they might stop into Prescott, or they might make Sedona their primary destination. But more and more, I think, with our commercial air service, we're becoming more of a primary destination stop.
Yes, we are. Yeah, and with the air service from United, it's great. I believe they do two flights a day to Los Angeles
and
also Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, the numbers are coming way up on that, and we're trying to get up to that magic number. What is it, 10,000?
That's right. We're trying to get to 10,000. They call them enplanements, essentially 10,000 people getting on the airplane in Prescott.
Yes.
And I think we're going to hit 7,000 real soon. We do have a little promotion going on with that. If you are the 7,000th passenger or the 8,000th, 9,000th, or the 10,000th passenger, we have some great prizes for those people, and we'd encourage folks to take a look. I know the rates are very affordable. They're working really well with us to make sure those rates stay down. Like LA is maybe about $100 round trip typically, and Denver is about $160 round trip. So yes, United Express, I wanted to get that in there. It's
people
a great
are excited
opportunity
about that, and to help us to get to that 10,000 point, because that gives us major renovations at the airport, which
it does.
Is great.
Yeah, the 10,000 is important with the FAA. It opens up a big door of funding for us to help us, particularly with the terminal. But so, what are the peak times of year you see folks coming into town, Robert? You know, what's your busy time there?
I would say it starts about April and probably goes right through December. And there's a couple of months that are kind of a lull, a little bit, depending on the weather. During the cold months, of course, you know, it's never really cold here. You know, it could be cool. The sun's always out to keep us warm. But I would say April through December.
Yeah, is the Whiskey Off-Road.
The Whiskey Off-Road pulls lots of people in.
Yeah.
The Whiskey Row Marathon pulls lots of people in. They all start at the beginning. So that's kind of our kickoff.
April. Yeah, that's right. Well, that's very insightful, very interesting. The numbers of, you know, 30,000 visitors through there, that you have so many foreign tourists coming in, and it's just interesting to see that this evolution where Prescott is now becoming this really destination for lots of people on their
really
vacations.
It really is. And the more we grow a little bit, there's a few new hotels that are going to be coming into the area, and that's going to help, I think, a little bit with our visitors to stay with that longer stay, you know, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely trying to get some more hotel rooms in our city. I know that's very important. Anything else with the Visitor Center, Robert, maybe that we didn't cover?
I'd just like to share that, you know, the visitors that we do come in our doors are mostly, you know, they mostly are visitors. We're trying to always get locals to come in, because there's so much information about our whole area that you may not know, or from when you get visitors, because once you move here, you will get visitors because people love this area.
Yeah, yeah. It's
mostly not happy folks that come in. It's a really neat thing to. I've been in retail all my life, and it's nice to have almost every one of your clients come in that has a happy face, and they're excited about Prescott. They always tell us how clean our city is and how friendly it is. Right back to our motto: everybody's hometown.
Yeah, what a great job you have. So, Robert and Scott, thank you for all that you do for our city. Thank you for helping put on all these events, keep our visitors informed and our citizens informed as well about everything going on in our great city. And thanks again for being on the show.
Oh, you bet. I just want to put a shout out to our team at the Chamber. We all do a lot of work for the city of Prescott and surrounding areas, and we love it.
Well, you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby, and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer, offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders, so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at prescottdirt.com, and we will rock you.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Mountain Springs Buffet is featuring oven-roasted turkey, ham, and all of your favorite fixings. All you can eat, just $22.95, and kids 3 to 10 are half price. Storytellers will be serving a decadent slow-roasted prime rib, wild Scottish salmon, and of course, a succulent turkey dinner prepared by Chef Audrey DeLuca. Relax with your family at Cliff Castle Casino and let us do the cooking this year. Happy Thanksgiving from Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And we've been talking to Robert and Scott there from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And I just, again, want to thank them for being on the show and wanted to recap some of those major events we talked about. This Saturday is the Holiday Light Parade in the evening, of course. And then the following Saturday on December 1st is the really big day with the courthouse lighting and the parade at 1 o'clock. KQ&A will be there broadcasting live, the parade at 1 o'clock. Santa Claus will be there. You can get your picture taken at 3 to 5 o'clock there on the plaza. So lots to do on December 1st. And then Acker Night is Friday, December 7th, kicks off at 5 o'clock there on the plaza. Beautiful night to be out downtown in Prescott. Well, we're going to wrap up here. It's Thanksgiving, and we want to wish everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving. I have a couple extra special guests with me today, my daughters Trish and Brooklyn. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, Dad.
Hi.
So, Trish and Brooklyn, I just want to ask you here as we wrap up the show, what's your favorite thing about Christmas? I'm sorry, what's your favorite thing about Thanksgiving?
I think my favorite thing about Thanksgiving is playing football with the family.
Playing football?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. Not watching football, but playing football.
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Oh, watching and playing football.
Of course.
That's a good answer. Your brothers will love that. Brooklyn, what are you thinking?
I think, well, probably my favorite part of Thanksgiving, the meal, is Grandma's pies. But then after that, we like to go watch a movie late at night and then start our Black Friday shopping with all of us kids. That's a fun tradition that we like to do every year.
Yes.
Black Friday shopping, of course, locally, right?
Locally, yes.
Yes,
yeah,
that's
course.
Good. Yes, I like that. Well, look, thanks, guys, for being on the show. Anything else you want to say to all the listeners out there?
We wish you a very happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, we've had a great show here talking about all the different holiday activities in Arizona's Christmas City. And we hope everybody gets out and takes in all these great events at this time of year. It's always fun to see what's going on downtown. And we have such a great city where everybody really comes out and has a fun and safe time downtown. And that's what we want to encourage is everybody to get out and take all these events in. We also want to remind everyone this time of year as you're Christmas shopping to do that locally. We want to support our local merchants here in the city. And so my wife and I will be out Saturday downtown purchasing some gifts for our family and hope to see you all down there on the plaza or anywhere in our city shopping for those that you love this time of year. Shop local and keep our dollars here with our local merchants. So we want to also just ask that everybody be safe as they're traveling here for Thanksgiving. I know a lot of people do that this time of year and are traveling on the roads or maybe even flying. And so hope everybody has a very safe Thanksgiving as they're traveling to their friends and family this time of year. I want to make sure everybody's paying attention out there on the roadways and being safe. So that's all we have for our show today here on KQ&A. Again, want to thank Robert and Scott from the Prescott Chamber of Commerce for being on the show. And, of course, Brooklyn and Trish Mingarelli for being on the show with me as well. And we want to wish everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving and a great holiday season. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I'm Prescott Mayor Greg Mingarelli. So long for now. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.